another Sunday night, yes. And it's the big show of the night, the Give Back Jamaica show. It's the show that gives back to the school in Jamaica, the Crescent Primary School. So if you are listening tonight, wherever you are, run, go call your friends, call your auntie, call your uncle, call your father, call up everybody and come sit down on the veranda with your mug. Come draw a long bench and sit down. Yes, and make we listen to the same thing them, because brother, a whole heap of things are going to go on tonight. So sit down on your long bench now. You can drop a little kulu kulu in your chocolate tea, or you can drop a little rum cream in there. Yeah. And make we talk the things them. Make we talk the things them tonight. So tonight, in the Give Back Jamaica continuing program, we have four contributing to a school in Jamaica that the school that we said have made us into who we are, the Crescent Primary School. So I'd like, first of all, to give shout outs to a few people who have made contributions week after week. And some of these persons are Mr. Doug Spatt over there in Florida. Thank you, Doug. Then we have a Mr. Clyde Davis over there in Louisiana. This man never fails to give. So big up to Mr. Clive Davis. And I would want to give another shout out to Dwight Teddy McDonald, son of Mrs. McDonald, who was a teacher at the Crescent Primary School, Crescent All Age. Now on tonight's show, we're going to talk Crescent. We're going to talk raw, down-to-earth Crescent, what Crescent used to be. But before that, I would like to just, my listeners, the Give Back show continues. Giving continues. I would ask that you go to thegivebackjamaica.com, the website givebackjamaica.com, and make your donation. Make a donation to either the Kickers Club or the One Desk, One Child, or even become a sponsor of a child in Jamaica. Now, the sponsor child thingy, we want that to be large enough, because there are so many kids in Jamaica who would definitely need a little help, need a little wind beneath their wings. And you as a person, as a sponsor, can be that way. You can sponsor a child at $50 per month, $70 per month. And in turn, you'll get to watch the child's progress. You'll get to see the child's report. And we have been reaping success in this area, because we're getting the children's report, and it's good. It's a far cry from what they were doing prior to them getting the help they need. And I'd also like to say to you all, we at Give Back Jamaica have donated over 300 pairs of school shoes to the children of this Crescent Primary School, and we want your help. We are asking, we are begging for your help. So go to the site, givebackjamaica.com, and make your small donation. No. Tonight, here's where the big things are going to pop off. Because you who are listening to me tonight have attended Crescent School during the 70s, 60s, 80s, 90s. And you would remember a lady who used to sell at the school. Now, tonight, she's a treasured woman, because she knows, she holds dear this Crescent School, and she knows so much about Crescent School. She knows so many of the teachers, you know, and Miss Lynette is her name. She was a fixture at the school. Everybody know Miss Lynette. I remember times when my teacher, Mrs. McDonald, used to send me go on to Miss Lynette. Miss Lynette was always a pleasant woman. She miserable sometimes, you know, but she was always a pleasant woman. And tonight, joining me is Miss Lynette. But first of all, my co-host, Dr. Ev. Dr. Ev, you remember Miss Lynette, Dr. Ev? Yes. So she's chuckling in the background. So we have Miss Lynette, and Miss Lynette is going to tell us all that she knows about Crescent. and her children so far. So I'm going to open Miss Lynette's line, and she's going to come in, and we're going to have a jolly good time. Good night, Miss Lynette.
Good night, my darling.
Ah, oh, I remember that voice.
Listen to me now. I leave Jamaica in 86. And I tell you, we have a good time in Crescent. My teacher, Miss Hervin, I tell you, she's a blessed lady. Hmm. And I was at the gate, you know, doing my little snow cone thing. Mm-hmm. And I tell you, one day she watched me work shearing. And I tell you, she go to Kingston and she buy me a machine. I was so proud.
Wow.
And I started crushing my eyes. She gave me current from the school. And after that, I turned the admissions over there. She gave me permission to make a place that I can get my electric installed, my machine, and I start doing the work in the school, not at the gate. I get a big promotion. Uh-huh. What I return in that, when they used to have sports over the place, I said to her, I will give you the machine for the day. And she buy the ice, and I crush the ice, and send the money, and every cent, I give it to her. So in turn, I should call me, Miss Lynn, you don't want something? I said, no, I am showing some appreciation. Mm-hmm. The other thing, the children has to come to me for instruction when they want to do, you know, the little flowers thing. Plant the flowers right around the fence. Turn head teacher now, because each time they want to do any progress, they have to come and ask me for the flowers.
Uh-huh.
And I go and pick it and give it to them.
Okay.
And I tell you, I was there, and I know I was on the compound. Nobody could come around me. If they're going to have anything like a ball play or anywhere, I am there right in front. And I tell you, it was, you have good people in the world. I can tell you that, but it's to find them.
Yeah.
And if people could only be united, we would have a better world. And my dear, I just thank you for having me, and if there's anything you want to ask me, I am here ready to answer your questions.
All right. Oh, so, Miss Lynette, we know how children are today. We would say these children are rude and ill-mannered and so on. How are the children now compared to the children that you witnessed at the Crescent School?
Well, my dear, technology is so great that that turns over everything. Because what they can do now, I can't. They will pick up their phone and they will find Mr. Facebook and they will find everything that I can't do. And I tell you, it is kind of different. But first, you know, you have children who you could talk to. And if they, you know, behaving rude, and at least when I was at Crescent, I just see me come in, Miss Lynette, come in. They have to draw up in their shell. Because I would
remember
them
that.
Right there in the slot.
I remember that. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So, my dear, it's a little different. And with the government, if I should say that, you know, you can't hit your child. Because they know so much. If you go too far, they're ready to call 911 on you. At that time, we didn't even know about that. And if we suggest that, we would get the spanking for it.
Uh-huh.
You know, uh-huh. So it was very different. Very different.
So
you know,
question. Okay, go ahead.
Yes. Yes, I was saying it's very different because, you know, you have to be careful these days how you handle the children.
Okay, that is so true. So, Miss Lynette, you seem like your memory cannot, your memory good. So, tell me,
I'm
a young girl.
What you saying? I'm a young girl. 48, don't turn it around.
Don't turn it around, okay. Okay.
No.
So... So, Miss Lynette, I have my co-host with me, and she's going to ask you a few questions, but I need to ask you this. What are some of the names of the teachers that you remember at Crescent School? Apart from
Mr.
Irvin.
Mr. Bartley, Mr. John, Miss Perils, Miss Brown, Miss Harvey, I think that's what the little brain remember right now. Yes, yes, Mr. Lawrence and Mrs. Lawrence.
Okay. Yeah, so your memory good. I have my co-host and she's going to ask you a few questions. Dr. M, go ahead.
Hello, Miss Lynette Hardy.
Yes, my dear.
Well, when I hear you talk about Crescent, really, just that brings back so many memories. And to hear you talking about with all the memories
I think I know this lady.
Don't brush up on Miss Lynette.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, now that you know the secret is out, this is my mother, my wonderful mother, who, as I say, is the grandmother at Crescent School, a staple, as important as any staff member. As a matter of fact, she was a staff member, and so many students in my years, because I spent so many years there as well, would certainly remember. And I'm calling on you guys, those of you who remember Miss Lynette, call in and tell us your experience, and if you have any questions, definitely. And we would like to invite you back, because I know you have a lot of stories that you can tell us. When we talk about Mrs. Irvin, just give us a little history of what you remember of the school being down at Cow Market I'm trans, you know, moving all up to the new school where I know you started working.
Well, my dear, Mrs. Irvin was more than Mrs. Irvin. If I have another name that would be higher than that, I would give it to her, even though she's gone. But I know she's gone with a lot of honor and respect and blessing, because there is nothing that you, it's too hard that she couldn't deal with, unless she don't know anything or you don't explain it to her. She was just, she was a teacher, she was a mother, she was a grandmother, as far as I know. And I tell you, it's so heartbreaking to know that people don't live that long, because she's missed, I'm sure, by everyone.
Mm-hmm. I know that during the time, tell us a little bit about how the school came, if you have that information, from Cowmarket to Crescent, and who were the teachers there at that time when it just started?
Well, I really don't know. I don't know of that one.
Oh, when they just really started?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. Long
but,
before
but you,
they
but you remember, but you remember the school at Cowmarket, though?
Yes, but I never go there.
Okay, so tell me, Miss Lynette, what was your first experience with Mrs. Irvin? Apart from the fact that you said she watched you and bought this machine for you, what was your first experience and your first impression of her?
Yes, she was so caring, because I, at the time, I was a mother and a father for my children. And, you know, she knows a little about my history. And sharing the house with the share, she watched me sometimes, and it was very hard. I know, because sometimes my hand cramped. But for having the children, and she watched me, and she was so willing to help, because I helped to send them to school. They have to go to school every God Almighty day. I would cook and bring the lunch, you know, to cut down a little expense. So she knows all about my background, and that's why she helped me out. And that was a blessing to me.
Wow.
But I know that when we talk about Mrs. Irvin and helping, also there were a few students as well that she took in. Do you remember any occasion where she took children in?
Yes, she had one that she adopted. I don't remember her name right now. I don't remember if it's Jean, she didn't name. I know that. And she put her to school. She passed everything and go to college, you know. That's it.
Okay.
There is another, I mean, she earned a nickname from everybody. What was that nickname? I mean, how did she, you know, if she ever heard people calling her, was she aware that she had a nickname? What was the nickname?
I think they call her Toughies.
Oh my goodness. You know, hold on a minute. Somebody just from Facebook just texted me to ask if this the same is. I want her to tell them who it is. Go ahead, Miss Lynette, and tell them who you are. Remind them, actually.
Oh, I'm Miss Lynette. Anytime you buy the snow cone and you said you want a little more syrup, I would put it on. Sometimes you come and you say you don't have money, I will give it to you. And for that reason, if you want to touch me, you have to be careful.
Okay. folks, this is the CRS Radio, Caribbean Radio Show, the Knowledge Station. And a programming note, join me in the next 10, 15 minutes. I'm going to come back on another show, and I'm going to have Miss Lynette on again. But this time, she's going to tell us about all the bushes that we used to use in Jamaica, bushes where you use when you're sick, where you use for this, where you use for that, where you use to belly ache, where you use to run in belly, cold fever, she's going to come on again and she's going to talk to us about this. But Miss Linek is a country woman, and I'm not calling her a country girl or whatever, but Miss Linek knows.
No, Miss Linek, I would prosecute you.
You hear that? Miss Linek is going to come on and she's going to tell us about these bushes that we use back in Jamaica, where no homes were ever without these bushes. But in the meantime, Miss Linek, Burst Your Bubble, is telling that this is her lovely daughter, and she, along with Miss Linek, knows so much about these bushes. But another question I'd like to ask Miss Linek. Miss Linek, you remember those times when we used to get the milk powder at school?
Yes.
And tell us about that. Tell us about that episode.
Yeah, man, the milk powder was good. Even some of the children, it gave them a little running belly. But that was good, man. That was good.
Uh-huh. Tell us a little bit about, I know your one of the names that I thought you would have come up with for Miss Irvin was Babylon, along with the other names there.
Okay.
Well, Babylon still tough, you know.
Of course, we knew that. Tell us a little bit about one of the great memories of the school is all of the people them, who usually sell out of the gate and what products them sell and all of that. So tell us about some of the other people them, who usually sell out of the school with you, and what did they sell?
Well, Miss Meliphant was there. She used to sell the mango and the orange, sometimes little flitters. And Miss Brown and Miss Evelyn.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Yes. And you have Mr. Man who hold the sign, his name was Signy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he passed. And
Remember Fudgy to Mr. Stewart. I think it's Stewart.
Yes, I'm going to come up with that. Fudgy used to sell the fudge. Used to sell the fudge at the school gate. And he sold it sometimes. First time he used to sell ice cream.
So mm-hmm. What about Miss Damsel?
Miss Damsel, she used to sell orange, ripe banana, and, you know, a little Jew plum.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes.
Mr. Dudley, what about Mr. Dudley?
Mr. Dudley used to sell the patty, man.
Ah.
Best patty. Right behind Missy. Yes.
Miss Michelle. Miss Michelle.
Yes. Missy, yes.
Yes,
everybody
man.
Used to go over there and they want a little water, you know, want to go to the bathroom and cross the road, they just run over.
Wow. I mean, we need another hour to talk to Miss Linek. Yes, this has been a very short show. And we have another show coming up. I don't know if we can go into Miss Linek continue talking, because it's just bringing back all the wonderful memories of the Crescent School. When I talk about the persons who used to sell across the road as children, we used to go and chuss. Chuss a sky juice or a snow cone, chuss a mashmash.
Yes.
Trust a June from Miss Damsel, and I have so many episodes, so many run-ins with Miss Damsel. But folks, we're going to come back, and Dr. Ev, we're going to come back, and we are going to continue talking to Miss Linek, to Mama, right? We're going to come back and talk to Miss Linek.
I did get promotion, you know, so I'm not a good person again.
Miss Linek, I remember when you came inside the school, when you were inside the school, and you talk about that the flower garden that was around you. I remember all of that.
Maybe you was one of them used to run by syrup for me when I'm short, too.
When it's your grown-up. Yes, sir. But I tell you, Miss Lynette, we're going to come back to you. But the show is coming to an end, and we're going to come back over to Miss Lynette. So folks, come back in. We're not going to be gone for long. We're just going to end the show and snap right back in. But folks have been listening to the CRS Radio, the Caribbean Radio Show, which is a knowledge station. And Miss Lynette, she is legendary. She is legendary. And the folks, don't go anywhere.
No,
Crescent, this is all things Crescent. So just bear with us. We're going to come back. So just bear with us. So this time we're going to close this episode and we're going to come back. All right? Thank you.
So you're going to come back to the doctor about the bushes, right?
Yes, we're going to come back, Miss Lynette, and talk to you about the bushes. And but frankly enough, I want to hear some more about Crescent. This is too much of a short show for you to talk about Crescent, because, no, man, you have Crescent. We're locked. You have Crescent right in your mouth pocket.
Yes, definitely, girl.
So, okay, then. So we come back on the other side, all right? So thank you again, Miss Lynette, and don't go anywhere.
Okay, man, I'm not going anywhere.